Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
What was your impression of Donald Trump when you saw him?
He looked less orange, definitely, like more yellows, like yellow.
Bless her.
That's fantastic.
Bless her heart.
Dismissed juror number 11 billion. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, hi, Sean Comiskey. Thanks for coming in so that Muscle Pony can have a vacation.
Happy to help.
Okay, so first of all, I can't talk to Glenn Kirshner fast
enough. Soon enough, exactly.
Because what the actual... Mm-hmm. First of all, we have our jury.
We need...
I'm doing guess the quote, but I'll just tell you. It was
so
Judge Mershon.
We have five more that we got to pick for
alternate. He's thinking they'll be done with all
today.
The alternates by today. But, oh, my God. I am just... This is the first time ever where I'm like, if there is justice in America, he will be convicted. But this is like he and... First of all, it doesn't even matter if regular news outlets try to limit information
right.
about prospective jurors. They've got Fox News over mm-hmm. there and Jesse Watt and all these outlets mm-hmm. that are doing everything they can to this trial
yep.
for Donald Trump, right? I mean, it's I've just never seen anything like this. We have to talk to Glenn about what you do exactly, because the one juror we lost, it's like we said yesterday, because she was afraid.
Yeah.
Because they did enough identifying things. Yep. She's an oncology nurse. And this is what I'm afraid of, Jody, is anyone, all these dismissed jurors,
yeah,
people like her that have eyes that can see he's not a color found in nature. And all the other, like, you know what Carlos said this week about, yes, we have Trump derangement syndrome. People had Hitler derangement syndrome. If you don't, there's something wrong with you.
Exactly.
The people that can be fair and don't think he's a despicable POS, those are, to me, going to be Trump jurors. Because how can you just go, oh, yeah, I don't know. I haven't really made up my mind about him. It's hard to, these are some of the dismissed jurors, right? Here we
yeah.
go.
Can you share your opinion of the former president and why you felt that you could be unbiased?
I'm not a fan. During COVID-19, I lived with someone who was immunocompromised, and I think his handling of COVID-19 was abysmal.
See, she's
again,
honest.
A normal human that knows what any fact-based person knows,
yeah.
His performance on COVID was abysmal. But that's what I'm saying. Normal people that have, like, normal, healthy opinions about Donald Trump, as you should. If more people had Hitler derangement syndrome in Germany. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Sean. I didn't mean to go right to Hitler. Okay. Here's another one.
It's the same person.
Oh, same person.
Yeah.
Excuse juror. Here we go.
I have a sister who's adopted from China, and the comments he made about China when he was running for president made her very anxious, and therefore made me angry.
Yes.
I mean, my friends have...
Anyone that thinks he's not a despicable racist a-hole, I have no respect for. Yes.
Same. My friends have an adopted daughter.
Yeah.
She's in her 20s now.
Yeah.
And she's Chinese.
Yeah.
And so during 2020 and all of this, I'm sure she was afraid.
Yeah. Oh, I just realized that you're wearing your Sean Says t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have mine anymore. And I gave it to Sean because I felt that it would be creepy after Sean left to wear my Sean Says t-shirt. It was a little like, you know, Damien's nanny, kind of weird. Don't you think?
No.
So I gave it to you and you gave it to your mom, didn't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
So your mom can wear you.
Yeah. But Jodi's rack looks fantastic.
I know, it's a nice shirt.
Look at your face.
They look huge.
Your eyes are just nestled there right between
right, right here.
Her boobuses. Does it make it worth coming home? That's how we get Sean back here. Jodi will wear the tight Sean shirt.
Now there's a tight Jodi shirt I can wear.
There is a tight Jodi shirt.
Oh, my God.
Jodi
I just
shirt.
Realized I'm the only gay in the village. Oh, no.
You are the only gay in the village
oh,
today.
Oh, no. I'm outnumbered again. I feel like I've moved to
You will
to
be
Texas.
The only gay in the entire show.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. Wow. We're lousy with the
straights.
Breeders and straights and other...
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Okay. All right. Here's another excused juror. Here we go.
Same sort of
story. There are policies being supported that regard women and reproductive health that I do not agree with. And I think all of that needs to be addressed.
Yep. Yes. Anyone that might be aware that he is a rapist, an adjudicated rapist, mm-hmm. who has taken bodily autonomy away from millions of women. Mm-hmm. You know, people like that, once again, that are, you know, reality-based. Can't have that on the jury.
No. That's
Thank
crazy.
God they got rid of the one person, though, right, that said, oh, he's mysterious and fascinating.
Was that the guy that tore down the posters?
Yes. Yes, he lied. So that's why. Yep, of course, he's a Trump juror. Apparently the Trump team really wanted him.
Right.
Because, of course, he's a big, fat liar. Oh, my God. Anyway, we will talk to Glenn about what the judge does or what he doesn't, but the only thing that makes me know that God loves us and wants us to be happy. Every time there's a fart story, does every single human on social media alert me?
Yes, they do.
Buzzkill Barry was the first one. Red alert, mama. The comedy gods are on our side. There is a GOP fart squad. Seriously.
There is a fart squad.
Like, it's... Did they do this for me?
I think they did. I think Mike Johnson seriously loves you. Secretly loves you.
Yeah, Politico headline. Freedom Caucus on alert for possible moves against it by GOP leaders. The Freedom Caucus floor action response team.
Fart.
Shorthanded as fart. Aims to guard against an unannounced request to pass resolutions that could stealthily limit their leverage. Fart team is on it. Whenever we... back away from fascism and toward democracy, the fart team is there.
Oh, you know what I mean? Do they have poses?
Hang on, I might need... Sean, I need backup. I know you have some, too. But you know what? We're gonna...
Do they have poses like Charlie's Angels?
Yeah, right. And then except the one's going like that. Or no, don't point your ass out that way. Okay. Fart team's on it.
Okay.
There was an over-under on Twitter and how fast I get to that story. I mean, I had to do the Trump trial, but...
Carney Wilson's on it.
Yeah. What's the reality show? The judge show we're doing with Frangela? Snatched.
Snatched.
Right. Fart Squad. Fart Squad is there. Freeze. Okay. Oh, by the way, could I have the tiniest of violins? Speaking of which, is that the other thing baby was whining about? It's cold! Baby's cold in the corner room. Oh my God, doesn't that remind you of when he said he'd give up his businesses? He's out in front, like, waving around on his paper. Look at all these articles. The articles are from Fox people and whatever, National Review. Look at all these articles. It's so unfair.
I have to sit here all day.
So unfair, and it's so cold. So cold, Yogi.
Yeah, I didn't get the audio because I love you.
No, thank you. I was going to say that. We can't hear that echoey bolt anyway. And it's just, if it's possible, Sean, for his voice to be more annoying, him yelling in an echoey hallway while he whines and waves papers around.
I tried to get it out. Rocky Mountain Mike sent me a thing and just didn't work well.
Nicole Wallace is my spirit animal. Also, that's my sweet spot of my day. If you're wondering when cocktail hour is appropriate. It's my sweet spot, that two-hour block. But first of all, because she's a potty mouth.
She is.
Yeah. She dropped, a bolt yesterday.
I know.
Oh, no. She told George Conway, your tweets drive Trump bat crazy. Mm-hmm. And she said the whole thing.
Yay.
What? Oh, anyway, I can't remember what else I was going to say. What happened? Oh, well, Glenn was on.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, you know, that is my G-spot. Justice G-Spot. All right, he will join us in just a few minutes. But anyway, I'll just a lot to talk about. Noel Castler, our friend, talking about Fox, said if your network is running segments called Meet the Jurors by a smarmy frat bro from Trinity who cheated on his wife with a young producer, which was founded by a fascist and run by a now dead sexual predator, and your air talent is drunk half the time, you might not be in real news. Who could he be referring to? Judge Boxwine? Yeah, I love this part though. Olivia Nuzzi, we're enjoying every moment of this. As Trump looks on in the courtroom, his lawyer is reading tweets from a prospective juror when she called him a racist, sexist, narcissist, and anathema to everything she's been taught by her faith, and that among other things, he has no sense of right and wrong. Someone was saying, this is like the worst nightmare for a narcissist. He just has to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, like even Omarosa, other people that have worked with him said, he never stays awake. No. They had to like a baby. They said, baby, over here. Look at the mobile. Yep. Look at, she said we literally had to, I don't even want to know, Noel says, what degree of drugs he's on and God knows what else, right?
Not enough.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. Hold, please. Oh, yes, here it is. George Conway said he's a narcissistic sociopath, and that's the thing everyone has to kind of get used to. Yeah. It's the reason you cannot normalize him. You cannot treat him like a normal human being because he's not. He is unwell, and that's why he can't follow. He's not going to be able to follow his lawyer's directions.
He's on his phone yesterday.
I know. Yeah. Take his phone. Like any other person, you would have your phone seized.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's all grumpy and puts it away. It's like, you can't use your phone. He's so used to getting away with everything, mm-hmm. Jody. He doesn't get, he is a criminal defendant, right? You shut the up and sit down. You don't get to talk to the jurors and tweet on your phone. And oh my God, he cannot go to jail a second too soon.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We have to, you know, ask Glenn his opinion on that. Because when is the hearing? Like, someone did say the judge can make the hearing whenever he wants.
It's Tuesday.
And we are, what, in 7 violations of the gag order? And it's like a rolling avalanche, right? It's just going to continue. And I just think he can't control himself. I think you have to put him in jail for the trial. Also, the jury situation is just deadly serious.
That's scary.
Even Michael Cohen sounded rattled yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, God forbid someone kills Stormy Daniels or Michael Cohen. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is getting really, these poor jurors, you could imagine, they're saying, you know, someone was saying they're going to need all 6 alternates because you can imagine that more of them are going to be targeted.
I'm surprised it's only 6 alternates.
Right, by Trump and his allies, and they're going to get spooked. And, you know, who can blame them for being afraid for they and their family's safety? I mean, this is so insane that you realize how he's gotten away with things. Because people just, you think, like, are we ever going to get an actual trial or a fair trial? Are they going to spook all the jurors? Are they going to be allowed to do that? Like, I just don't, hold, please. Oh, this one, we have to take the wins where we can. Yeah, in a huge win for the DA, Judge Merchan has excused the juror who said he finds Trump fascinating and mysterious and was accused of failing to disclose his arrest in the 90s for tearing down political posters. Trump's team wanted him on the jury, hoping for a mistrial. That's all they're hoping for, is just one, right?
Well, that's all you need.
Yeah, no, exactly. And so anyway, but I guess the other thing that's way outside the norm, we'll talk to Glenn about it, but I guess is good, is that... the prosecution doesn't have to disclose their witnesses to Trump. That never happens.
That
but
never
the judge
does.
Is like, because of course, the minute, you know, Trump and his team get that information, that you know exactly what's going
to
happen.
It's very strange. I mean, they're entitled to whatever the prosecution is going to.
But the judge is like, I don't blame you.
I don't either. Make them anonymous. Witness one, witness two.
Okay, right. Lindy Lee, our friend, who will join us in Philadelphia Sexy Liberal next Saturday, along with JoJo from Jurors and Glenn Kirshner. She just tweeted, why is Trump threatening jurors? Because nothing happened when he threatened President Biden and posted a picture of him hogtied, or when he threatened Judge Merchan and his family, or when he threatened Bragg, Willis, James, Moss, Freeman, Hutchinson, Jack Smith, James Angoran, and Chutkin. Unless there are consequences, this demon will never stop. I'm not sure. Sean, how did they stop werewolves and vampires? I forget. We have to do some combination, including and throw in Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Silver bullets.
Starts with a tranquilizer dart.
Silver bullets, stakes, holy water.
Okay, the Stephanie Miller Show does not suggest anything that
would
imply violence.
Anybody.
Right. These are all fictional things from fictional movies in the employ of fictional comedy. Thank you. All right. Fart Squad. Is on it. Okay.
There's you're out of the gate.
There it is.